Okay, we can start.
Would you quit?
Alcohol.
Oh, man, it's so nasty.
Yeah, that's why I don't drink it straight.
Oh, I can see why.
Dude. You need to get closer, Al.
Jesse, are you drinking?
I'm
move
not.
Move that shit closer to me.
You move the mic closer to you.
I can't if you want me to, Al. You want to have a drinking contest over Skype?
Yes.
I'll win.
I'm already 10 drinks in.
Would you quit fucking around with the mic, Al? God damn it,
seconds,
kid.
I'm going to be 20 drinks in.
Okay, can you guys hear me? I just fixed my mic.
Yes, I can hear you, Al. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Push that thing towards my face.
What are you doing, Al?
Al's so gay. He is definitely gay.
Well, yeah, he just told Josh to suck him.
He
suck
just
him
told me to push it closer to his face.
I mean,
that long cylinder thing, push it towards my face. Hey, I didn't say that blocky thing, all right?
We're going to go back to the block thing.
Hey, we didn't get to release that.
We didn't get to talk about that.
We didn't get to talk about that, putting the square peg in the round hole. I wonder how she likes that.
That corrupted, didn't it?
I'm going to cock block you with my square penis.
Yeah, they had a little bit too much fun.
That's cock blocking,
I'm not,
Josh.
Wait, hang on. What
it's
are we hanging on to?
Cock blocking and square penises and round penises, and this is when you were kids.
What?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
Did you guys?
Just said it was when they were kids.
Yeah, they were playing with that toy too much, and they were doing their thing with
Jesse's
square.
Pantomiming sex.
You were banging the toy?
I'm pantomiming.
Jesse, you weren't supposed to stick your dick in it.
No.
Well,
I don't know.
Okay, you probably called it a ting ting or something.
Can we clarify what toy you guys are banging?
That little like it kind of looked like a little table.
It's already faced.
And it had three holes
in
it.
Out.
The one
mostly
your
out.
Face is cutting in and out. Zip it, Slappy. It's my turn to talk. All right. So
let's introduce ourselves first.
Yeah, that's.
We're gonna talk about no. We're not no. Shh. Al's running the show. I'm Al. Okay, I introduced myself. Now hurry up and introduce yourselves.
I'm Cody.
No, Al's running the show, so Al gets to introduce us.
Yeah, introduce us.
Okay, this guy I'm looking at. His name is Cody. Okay,
they can tell which one you're looking at.
Cody, say hi.
Hi.
Okay, Josh, say hi.
Sup.
No, not sup. Hi.
Hi.
There you go. Jesse, say, hey.
Hey.
And we're three broke gamers.
Well,
and
there's four people,
Josh.
Though, so.
Yeah, but there's only three broke ones, and then there's Josh.
I'm broker than all of you.
No. Yeah, no, he's in his own category. He's poor gamer.
He's poor. He's not even a gamer. He's just poor.
It works for all of us.
That doesn't fit.
But anyways, yeah, we're three broke gamers.
Frontier Entertainment.
Welcome to another week.
Yeah,
so
since Cody fucked up last week.
It was Thanksgiving.
No, you screwed up.
Shh. All right, you guys. Hey.
No, I want to say that you screwed up because that was a great podcast. I think it would have been a big hit.
You think it would have been number one?
Yes, because we were sticking square pegs in round holes.
Right now,
anyway,
our first podcast is number one, and it has over 100 views.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Damn.
To get more onto a better topic.
Halo
Josh,
4.
Why don't you tell me, Josh, what you figured out is fantastic today?
Well, it wasn't today, but it was so much as a couple days ago, I figured out Minecraft is actually fantastic.
Well, that's very
lovely. You just figured this out?
What?
You just figured this out?
Wow, that's very echoey. You better turn that down. It's like echoing in my ears.
Then turn it down.
Yeah, you turn it down.
I thought you said that you just figured out smart glass is the coolest
thing
of all time.
Oh, yeah. Smart glass. It's an amazing invention.
So is it smart glass or is it Minecraft is amazing?
Well, both.
Okay.
But today alone, I figured out smart glass is amazing.
Do you have an Xbox now?
He's got one of mine.
I'm borrowing Jesse's until I get my own.
Ah. Is that like a lease to own or?
Nope, just a lease.
So how much is he paying you?
He's...
Yeah.
What?
Depends on that. It depends on the time of the month.
No, $20 a month.
Oh,
it's
a combo deal.
So
I pay him. I'm paying for the Xbox.
He pays me $20 a month, and he gets free internet and the use of my Xbox, unless I need it for machinima purposes.
Correct.
That's a pretty nifty deal.
Which will be coming up here, guys. So
yeah, when are we
you guys are going to have to come over soon.
When are we going to work on the AI?
As soon as you guys all get over here.
Because I'm sure our listeners have no idea really of what of it. You want to lay down the pre-story?
I'll lay it. I will.
You have no idea.
How about you just be quiet and let me tell the story?
Please do.
Okay, please do, Al. I'm curious to hear how you're going to lay this pre-story for something that I have written down in a vault.
In a vault?
Yes, it's in a vault.
Why would you write it in the vault? Why don't you write it like at the table and then put it in the vault?
No. See, what I did was I wrote it in Minecraft. I put it up on signs, and then I locked it away.
In the dungeon?
You wrote it out on signs in Minecraft. There's no vaults in Minecraft.
Oh, yes, there is.
He made one.
Even if you make it out of...
But if you make an iron door in Minecraft, iron doors can only be opened by buttons or levers, and if you don't have a lever or a button, you can't open it up, so it's a vault.
Yeah. I can make one, though.
Yeah, therefore it's a vault.
And...
I'm going to throw this pop can at your big giant head, Cody.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure TNT could blow that door open.
Yeah, but no one can get into it except for me because it's on mine and it's on invite open.
Oh, okay.
So it's one of those things where, ha ha ha, guys, no matter what you say, I still win because in my world, I'm God.
This is true.
All right, cool. All right, Al, let's hear that.
Yeah, let's hear your story, though, anyways.
In a world far, far away. Once upon a time, there was this guy. His name was Mr. Halo Guy. And he got attacked by the Covenant. And he ran, and he ran, and he ran. And he goes... That's a spurt, by the way. He was beating off.
What was that? What
was Mr. Halo Guy was beating off?
Yes, while the Covenant was coming. And
by coming...
You mean... Coming.
Yeah.
Mean.
Yes.
Okay.
Coming.
Yes. C-U-M-I-N-G.
Sorry. There's still two M.
C-U-M-M. That's the sound he makes.
Coming.
Yes. You don't get to see his face because of the helmet. He looks like Master Chief. His name.
You don't get to see his face because he's Master Chief and has his helmet on.
Are you done laughing? I'm not done telling the story.
No, just... Keep going.
It's hardly unlikely that you will continue the story.
Shut up, Steven.
Keep going. Keep going.
Anyways, so the Covenant is coming.
You should call me Mr. Hawking. Bungfolio.
Keep going.
Bungfolio. Manhole.
Manhole.
You want
to
hear?
My task right now is just to completely distract Al at all costs.
I am distracted already.
I think we need to make another mission, Emma, just for Al's story.
Yes. Okay, anyways, so
HG, okay.
Who's HG?
HG Halo Wells?
Guy. Mr. Halo Guy. That's yes. What you called him.
Oh, HG Halo Guy.
That's Mr. Halo Guy to you.
That's Mrs. Halo Gal to you. Anyways, it's not a female. He's a male. He's coming. Anyways, the Covenant boards the ship that he is on. And they try to take him hostage.
Wait a second.
Just shut up. I'm not. No, just shut up. I'm not done yet.
Are we considering making a machinima Halo porno?
What kind of ship is it?
It is a long.
I do not think that has been done yet.
It is a long. It is a long cylinder like.
It's a submarine. It's long, hard, and full of semen.
No, just one.
Just one.
Halo guy.
Seaman.
Okay.
Just one seaman, and he gets the job done. He's got his little white.
Question for you. Is just one semen? Is it pronounced seaman?
Or semen?
I think semen is plural and singular.
And singular.
Like moose. Sailors. Like moose. Yeah. It's not meese, it's moose.
It's moose or moose.
I think it's just seaman.
I always called him a herd of antlered things.
You know what?
A herd of antlered.
He's talking about the moose, not the semen.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I figured that much out.
A herd of tailed. No, a herd of tailed thingies.
You could consider the tail an antler, just singular.
Nuh-uh, because it's not straight.
A group of turkeys?
It's not.
It's actually called a club.
A club of
a
turkeys?
Club of, a club of turkeys?
That's great.
Look at that club. No. So, okay, if you go to Subway and you want, I want the turkey club, is that like...
You're asking for the whole
I'm asking, turkeys. I'm asking for more than one turkey there.
Yes, definitely.
So, you should get more than four pieces.
It's a club, so it's not
you
a group. Should.
Would you stop holding the mic like you're emceeing for, like, WWF
No, that's the World Wrestling Federation. That's out.
Oh, okay.
It's WWE Raw. Because of
bus. Or,
and you guys can't be talking at the same time that we're talking because there's gonna be a lot of talking.
Okay, that's what Halo guy says. Anyways,
Mr. HG coming.
HG. No, he goes.
All right, finish the story.
Anyways, so the Covenant boards the ship because they're not coming like he is. And anyways, they take him hostage.
They're doing the reverse grip. He's doing the normal grip. Okay, that's the difference.
What?
Oh, he turned his hand around, so it felt like somebody else was doing it. Anyways,
I thought that's why you sit on it and wait till it goes to sleep.
Oh, fuck that shit, man. That takes time.
Stranger.
Stranger danger.
No, there's no stranger danger with Pomela.
So let's get
anyways,
back.
Okay, so they take him hostage. And on a far distant planet, there's a guy, very smart, unlike Cody, who's played by Cody. He's listening. Boop, 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 boop. And then there's this really smart, handsome, devil-looking guy like me, who's played
like
by me.
That you?
He was played by me.
Played by me.
Who comes in and says, "What the hell are you doing?" He mumbles off some bullshit and pulls it out of his ass and goes, "That Halo guy out there is in trouble. We better go save him." And so they're off on an adventure to no man's land. And,
okay, time out.
No, there's no timeouts. I'm not starting yet!
I gotta time out because we keep having this discussion every week about how you're not gay. And then the first chance you get to insert yourself into the story, you pull something out of your ass.
Nope, it's me that pulled something out of my ass.
Yes, Cody pulled it out of his ass.
Oh, sorry. It.
But it was Al's imagination that came up with it.
Instead of I.
Cody pulled it out of his ass.
It's not me, though. It's a guy that's played by me.
Yeah.
Oh,
so therefore,
it's Al's character that's played by me, pulling something out of his ass.
Sense.
So it's technically Al's character.
Anyways, can I finish my story? You guys are getting me off track. You guys, quit sidetracking, and let's just get to the chase. All right. So,
okay, she said.
So these guys are off on this adventure to save him and find out what's going on, and where they meet this beautiful, lovely woman. Mythological looking creature thing that just pops out of thin air and helps them. I can't remember what her name is in the video game.
Cortana?
Yeah, but that's not her name in this. Her name is Tutana.
Tutana. Okay.
Puntana.
How about Kuntana?
Puntang is what her name is.
Puntang.
Can we please name her Katana?
Okay, Katana.
Kuntana?
Kuntana. Clitoriana.
Anyway,
that's way better.
Yeah, Clitoriana, anyway, helps them along on their adventure, and they stumble upon this very smart artificial insemination thing. And,
okay, and who is that played by?
Jesse.
I get to be the smart one. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, they, this thing is,
everything you're
it's
saying,
in a bag, and it gets stuck to this tube. And it gets shoved into the back of this other ship that looks like, yeah, I'll leave your imagination to that. And he gets shot in there. And then, you know, that's where everything goes haywire and pops out another little ship. So
that doesn't sound like anything that we've worked on.
Yeah, so.
This is Al's take on it, though.
So, yeah, that's the story, guys. And if you really want to see it, which I do. Yeah, just join us for, the artificial insemination.
The worst part about all of this is the same initials.
I know.
Exactly.
That was so well done.
High five.
Okay, so
high five.
I'll give you an A- for effort, Al. That was pretty good.
Hey, as long as I got the A in there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to overachieve for the plus.
And that's the artificial insemination is about.
God damn.
You were just awful.
All right, so, yeah, the next time we can get a group of us together, that's when we'll start working on the machinima.
Well, we definitely have a parody to our own machinima that we haven't even created yet.
Yeah, I guess so.
And it sounds like it's going to be a great porno.
You're right?
A very crudely drawn porno.
What's the name of it? In artificial insemination? That's what it's going to be called?
Yeah, it's the AI,
but... The
instead of artificial intelligence, it's artificial insemination.
Hey, I had all day to think of that while I was driving truck.
That's what you came up with? It took you all day to come up with that?
No, actually, I just thought of that within like the last 5 seconds.
I was going to say, if it took you all day to come up with that, we need to sit down and have a talk.
Hey,
okay, so
I don't just have to think of how to make our podcast funny. I just do it.
Anyways.
Yes.
Let's do it till you're satisfied.
We should move on.
Okay, what are we moving on to?
That's what she said. What am I moving on to? Anyways, that's not artificial insemination, but you know.
I prefer simulated intelligence than artificial.
So there's a newish game out that I want to get for the Xbox. It's
there's
also
a, what?
A newish game. A new-ish game. Like it's kind of new.
Yeah. What is it?
Oh, it's also for Xbox and PS3.
Okay.
It is Midway Arcade Origin.
What game is this?
It is a bunch of games put
into
one.
It's a
collection
of
Midway classic games.
What are Midway classic games?
Oh my god.
The company Midway? Like, they made Gauntlet Legacy.
Rampage.
Yeah.
Oh, Rampage.
Exactly, Rampage is on there. That's the only reason I want to get it.
What are these games?
Al's not a retro gamer.
No, he's not.
No, I'm an AI.
He didn't... What?
I'm an artificial intelligence.
You're artificial?
No, Al, you're just simulated intelligence.
Yeah. No, he's just artificially stupid.
AS?
Yes.
Where's the C? That'd be my initials.
This is exactly why we have Al around.
Comic relief.
Oh, which reminds me. Hey, guys.
Hey, what?
What are you guys doing? Not this...
You're asking what we're doing over the podcast?
Yeah, because I want to make sure that we can go to the Eagle's Nest and try the Duke Burger.
Hey, are we going to have an eating contest one of these days?
Yeah, that's what the whole point is.
We're going to go to the Duke Burger.
Well, you fucking lost last time, pussy.
I did not.
You did too.
We weren't even racing.
Baloney.
When are we going to post your video up?
Hey, we always race.
We always race. Well, you lose.
Promise.
No, you lost.
I'm just like a politician. I make promises I can't keep.
Yeah.
Jesse.
What?
Fuck you.
Ask Jesse about his habanero omelet.
Hey, how's your habanero omelet?
Hell.
We have a video of it and you won't post it.
You don't like habaneros?
Habaneros?
Habaneros.
Is that like habaneros? Is that like jalapenos?
Jalapenos?
Do you like jalapenos?
Imagine having a spoonful of the sun, right? Mixing that.
You can't have a spoonful of the sun because it would melt.
Yeah,
and I can't get close enough to even get it. So
imagine mixing that.
No, I can't imagine it, Jesse. No, stop. You got it. No,
covered
omelet.
A ball sack covered omelet. Gross.
Yeah, it's an omelet made out of a scrotum.
What?
And you thought I was gay.
Infuse that.
Why are you eating this?
Yeah, why would you eat ball sack?
Because I apparently am hilariously stupid when I'm drunk.
Wait, you
were
drunk?
You were sober.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
You can keep saying that, but
you
I'm going
to
come.
You drove to Kevin's to go buy the stuff.
Yeah, because that driving means I'm sober. Yeah. Automatically.
Wait. Wait, you drove
you
drunk?
You drove drunk?
It sounds better than eating a ball sack omelet while I was sober.
I'd let you drive drunk before I'd let you eat a ball sack.
I'd let him eat a ball sack before I let him drive drunk.
Yeah. I don't know. That
anyway, so I had
bad.
A habanero omelet, and it was the spiciest thing I'd ever eaten, and it was hell for 3 hours.
It was
like
funny.
Other end for 3 hours or your mouth?
So it was hell for 3 hours coming out, and then it was hell for 3 hours leaving also.
So it came out and left.
It was 6 hours of torture.
How does it come
hang
out?
Hang on.
How does it come out and leave?
It came out and left.
It came out and left?
That's like
three hours coming
in 3 hours?
No, six Whatever. Hours, he said. It came out for 3 hours and then it left for three. I don't understand.
I don't even
this.
Know what's going on anymore.
Anyway.
Back on top.
Jesse, are you drunk?
I'm as sober as a lark.
As a what?
As sober as a lark.
Tony Stark?
I'm as sober as Tony Stark.
I'm pretty sure he's drunk in half the movie.
Yeah. Yeah, that's because it's played by Robert Downey Jr.
And he's drunk all the time.
No, not anymore.
They're cutting in and out.
Yeah, I know.
So are you guys.
No, your faces.
I think it's your internet connection. But anyways.
Yeah, your internet connection sucks.
You suck.
How is your adventure of Halo 4 campaign?
Oh, it's pretty good.
Did you complete it?
I haven't even started it.
Oh.
God damn it.
Oh, no, it's okay. Pretty good.
Okay, how do you expect me to start it when I'm never really home?
What do you think you should be doing right now?
Yeah.
It's called multitasking, Al.
I'm in Cody's room.
I started it back over on Legendary, and...
I've already started my second run through.
That's...
And you suck?
That's terrible.
And you suck?
I hate Legendary.
And you suck?
Yeah.
Okay,
just... Yeah, Legendary's a bitch.
Just as long as you admit that you suck.
No, Legendary, everybody sucks.
Not me. That's what I planned first.
Okay.
That's what I planned first. That's why I'm so...
You'll never beat the game.
You play on Legendary first?
Solo? Really, Al?
Yeah.
No, I don't buy that for a second.
Neither do I.
Do you guys know how good I am?
See, yeah, we do. That's why we don't buy it for a second.
No. That's the AI playing. Now, when I turn it off, I got a button in the back of my head.
Mm-hmm.
When I turn that shit off and plug in my real brain stem, I play like no other.
Right, right.
Then.
I don't, you know what?
Moving on.
I don't really appreciate the way that you guys
treat me. What are we moving on to?
To something else.
I don't really appreciate the way you guys treat me on these podcasts.
Al, you're retarded.
Relax.
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
He's telling Josh to relax. It's kind of creeping me out.
Well, some stuff's going on over here.
Whoa.
That's why he had to stay here.
Other Al is working on building extensions to the
space station.
So
just another section
for the AI.
So that we have two people who kind of no, not that one, the other one,
the spiky one.
Is he drawing? So
you guys, there you go.
With crayons or something?
Yeah.
Nope, that's wrong.
What kind of
can't remember what it's called.
And a new video game's coming out that are cool.
Yeah. That one that's coming out.
Whoa! I played Black Ops 2.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Did you buy it?
No.
You like it?
I did like it, though.
So you're buying it?
I will buy it. Yeah. I will be buying it.
I knew it.
Yeah, but I'm not. I'm going to be buying a camera so that we can capture...
I did love it, though.
So that we can do some live-action HD skits.
It was super fun.
So, yeah.
Al and I need to go squirrel fishing soon.
We're going to squirrel fishing.
What's squirrel fishing? Yeah.
Wait, you and me or you and the other Al?
No, me and you, Al.
Okay.
Me and you, Al.
Yeah,
I'm going to be acting,
you're going to just play you.
Okay. Jesse's going to try to act, and I'm going to play myself. What does that make me?
Well, let's see. I'll give you a guess.
I'm Al.
Yep.
So what's squirrel fishing?
It's
we're going to go fishing for squirrels?
Duh. Yeah, we're going hunting for squirrels.
I'm
going
to put some bread on the end of a hook, and we're going to try and catch them. I'm going to throw it up in the tree.
You're going to put a nut on the end of a hook?
Yeah, and then I'm going
to... That's where you guys got the nut sacks from.
Squirrel sacks.
I wasn't thinking squirrels. You had to get the nuts to get the squirrels.
Yeah, I found them on the ground under the acorn tree.
Oh.
Duh.
I was thinking they were nuts.
Yeah, I caught Jesse's nut, and I just really ripped it right off. You know, like how you catch somebody's head with a hook when you're little?
No,
I caught Jesse's nutsack.
I do know what you mean,
that's
but no.
Never happened to me.
Really? I caught Andy,
You've never
right?
accidentally gotten somebody with a fishing
no.
hook?
Ask Andy.
No, I go fishing solo for that reason.
Really?
Yeah.
You guys have never caught someone.
I caught myself.
I've never even done that.
Wow.
You've never done that?
No, I caught Andy.
I pay attention to my surroundings.
Right
in the
back
of the head.
But they weren't.
Get the fuck out
of
the
way. Do we have anything about video games?
They ran into my line.
Yeah, we were talking about Black Ops, and we talked about the AI and everything.
Anyway, so look forward, because should be getting my bonus soon.
Your what?
Oh, shit.
My bonus.
Oh,
I thought he was going to get his boner.
I missed... The U.S. on that cutout. I'm gonna get my bone.
I'm gonna get my boner soon.
Yeah.
So my bonus.
Your bone
should be
nuts?
Coming the first or second week in December. So I'll be buying a video camera.
Yay!
Better one. So we can do some skits and we can
skits
more stuff.
So we can give our listeners something to watch instead of just listen.
So they can see who I am.
Yeah, I'm sure they would love that.
I bet you that's what they're all wondering. I wonder what this fucking kid looks like.
Well, so far from just listening to our podcast, it sounds like Al is questionable on his sexual orientation. Is also very large.
Because he
and might possibly be bald.
I'm a fat, bald gay guy. I don't look anything like that.
You're pretty damn close, actually.
Fuck you. I'm not bald. You're more bald than I am.
You have less hair than I do.
That's because I shave it off.
You have more hair on your face right now than you do on your head.
Which head?
Cody.
Exactly.
My nuts are pretty hairy.
Who what?
You're not supposed to be doing that kind of stuff with someone who has a girlfriend.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Cody, don't be looking at my hair. God, you sicko.
Ugh.
Oh my God.
How long have we been going?
I got a story.
We got about another 5 minutes.
I got a story to tell you guys. Oh my God. I almost scratched my eyeball at work on Monday night. I got a wood chip in my eye. A pig kicked it in my eye.
Ouch.
That was a good story.
Okay, anyways, so about that too. I actually got kicked in the face by a pig.
What were you doing bent over that far?
To go into the trailer underneath the doghouse, which is the top.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was pushing them up the ramp, but they weren't really going. So I kept pushing them, and the one jumped on the other one, and then it kind of like leaned back or whatever. And put my
kicked you in the face.
Yes, because I was still coming up from underneath the doghouse so I could stand up and push them. Because it's a lot easier than bending over and pushing.
See? He is gay.
Anyways, so it like jumped up or whatever, and its foot like went over my panel.
There were six
and wham!
Homosexual terms that he just used in there.
Only you guys would have caught that. But
I would rather work with pigs than the people I work with.
Well, apply at my job.
Apply at my job.
No, see, I got to learn how to take the business over.
Okay.
Anywho.
Anyway, so
have you ever kicked a little kid in the face? Just wondering.
What?
Have you ever kicked a little kid in the face?
What now?
Who is like beating off on the other end?
It sounds like
it sounds like
dick slamming into vagina in there.
I don't know if it's a vagina or a butthole.
Sorry about that.
Either way, there's still an orifice. They could be like slamming into somebody's face too.
Shazam!
Anyway, I think we're about out of time, guys.
Yes, I agree.
Really, that
this
was a half hour?
This is the gayest podcast I've
definitely
ever
been. Only all right,
so this is a Three Bro Gamers podcast.
I don't think
you
we should be done yet.
From Next Frontier Entertainment. I'm Jesse.
I'm Cody.
I'm not done yet.
I'm Josh.
I'm not done talking yet.
And Al's still talking.
Yeah, so
we'll see you guys next week.
Bye, guys. Please don't leave.